What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, April 20th, 2023. Sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot to talk about today. It's a busy news day. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. And a quick little program note before we get into it. Tomorrow I will not be available to do the radio show. I have to drive Claire over to the next city over for some kind of a scan on something that does this and is doing that. So we'll be doing that during the broadcast tomorrow. And anyway, getting on back here, right now, it's light scattered clouds. It's very windy here. We've got thunderstorms coming in tonight, but that's a heck of a lot better than what they had over in Oklahoma. They had a supercell tornado. It killed two. It flattened an entire town. And triggered hail the size of tennis balls just falling out of the sky. And I only ever saw a hailstorm like that once. It was down in Australia. And I was basically taking shelter right next to a church with beautiful stained glass windows. And by the time the storm was over, wasn't one of them left intact. Meanwhile, up in Boise, Idaho, it is snowing. Gosh darn that. Human-caused global warming. I mean, it's just getting to be a problem here. Now, Joe Biden, Secretary of the Interior, was at a congressional hearing yesterday, and he actually broke out into tears, screaming about how climate change is the crisis of our lifetime. Actually, I think hovering on the edge of a third world war. Probably trumps that just a little tiny bit. But Biden went ahead and is giving $1 billion with a B to the United Nations Green Climate Fund in order to help developing economies take stronger climate action. Okay, so we'll see what's going to happen on that one. Meanwhile, over at TikTok, they have announced that from now on, they will censor climate change skeptics. Apparently, we're back to pushing the human-caused global warming, and it's all your fault, and you will atone by paying taxes and surrendering more of your rights and freedoms. So TikTok is definitely playing the censorship game. Now, obviously, a big story today. We've been waiting to see this for a long, long time. SpaceX finally had a test flight of their Starship. The first stage took off, and 4 minutes later, when it was supposed to stage and let the second stage go up to orbit, something malfunctioned. The staging did not occur. The rocket started to tumble and had to be self-destroyed. But Elon Musk had made it clear, you know, this is an all-up test, which is very, very risky. I mean, you're basically taking a whole bunch of things that have never been tested before, and you're going to test them all at once. It is very risky. Now, NASA actually did that with the first flight of the Saturn V. Rather than test the separate stages on individual flights, they said, let's put the whole thing together, cross our fingers, and go for it. And in that case, it worked. That Saturn V test was a success. But Elon Musk is saying the fact that this got off the pad on its own power, to him, yeah, that was pretty good. And he had said beforehand, he figured this test only had about a 50-50 chance of making it all the way into orbit. And already social media is filled with all kinds of bizarre theories about what happened to the Starship. Space aliens came on down. It hit the dome that we are all living under, was another one out there. And I don't know. My theory is, and I sent this to Elon Musk, I said, in hindsight, we should have painted, I am not a Chinese weather balloon, down the side of that rocket. I mean, just in case, okay? All right. One thing that was very obvious looking at the launch, I watched it live this morning. It was obvious that five of the Raptor engines were not working following the launch. And that can be a problem to get all the engines running at the same time. The Soviets had the same problem with their large launchers. They couldn't build the giant rocket engines that the U.S. could, so they had lots and lots of little engines on their Voskhod launchers and their Soyuz launchers and so forth. So, but of course, you know, look back at the beginning of our own space program and how many times the rockets blew up. So keep going, Elon. We're behind you. Now, the other day we were talking about this satellite, this defunct satellite weighed 600 pounds and about the size and shape of a vending machine. And there were two competing reports as to where it came down. One is that it landed in Chad overnight, and they're looking for it. Now, some of the spacecraft obviously burned up on reentry. Some components were robust enough to hit the ground. The other theory is that there was a video over Kiev showing something appearing to come straight down and in bright flashes, although reentering satellites come in at a shallow curve. So I'm leaning toward Chad being where the satellite came down, and whatever it is that came down over Kiev was some kind of a weapon that may have fizzled because it blew up before it hit the ground here. Now, over in Russia, and Tom Cruise is going to be very, very angry about this, Russian filmmakers have just released the trailer for a new feature-length movie called The Challenge. And basically, the storyline is a female doctor sent to operate on a cosmonaut who loses consciousness on the ISS. The sequences on the ISS were actually filmed on the ISS in space. This is the first movie in history to be shot partly in space. And I know Tom Cruise was getting ready to go on up to the ISS and be filmed there as well. But once again, those gosh darn Ruskies have beat us to the punch here. All right, let's get into some political news here. Marjorie Taylor Greene has released a video to social media in which she is alleging the Biden family has committed what she describes as unbelievable crimes and corruption. And, you know, let's see what you got there. You know, time to show down and see what's going on over there. And let's see. Okay. Now, there is a whistleblower from the Internal Revenue Service and has come forward saying that they have proof that the Biden administration actively worked to undermine the investigation into Hunter Biden. Remember what Richard Nixon said, it's not the crime that does you in, it is that cover-up. So apparently the lawyer representing the whistleblower, Mark Little of Nixon Peabody, is out there trying to move forward with these accusations. The whistleblower is an IRS criminal supervisor special agent that has overseen a sensitive investigation of a high-profile controversial subject. And despite serious risks of retaliation, my client is offering to provide you with information necessary to exercise your constitutional oversight function. And, well, good for them. I mean, I think at some point, even the most hardened, dedicated government worker has to be looking around and saying, I can't deal with this anymore. It has just gone too far around the bend here. Now, we've already known that this has been going on, but there's an article over in the National Pulse talking about how George Soros and his Open Society Foundations are going to try and go to court to ban Donald Trump from running for president based on a law from 1868, which basically said that anybody who has joined an insurrection against the United States cannot run for office. And basically it was to keep those who'd been part of the Confederacy, okay, from running for office. Well, those Confederates, they're all dead. Okay, I'm pretty sure. I don't think any of them are still around here. And again, Donald Trump has not been convicted of any kind of insurrection. He's accused of it in association with the January 6th protest. But again, Donald Trump was on video saying a peaceful march around the Capitol building. He did not call for violence. He did not incite, unlike all those undercover federal agents, which we are now aware of, were in that crowd there to cause all kinds of trouble. Now, over in Alameda, California, Republicans passed a resolution denouncing the indictment of Donald Trump by Manhattan District Attorney Bragg and calling for its withdrawal. It is, of course, a symbolic measure only with no actual legal bearing here. All right. It's official. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has launched his bid to be president. He's running as a Democrat, obviously. And he vows to unwind the U.S. empire. And he's, talking about Ukraine is a pawn between two great powers. Yes, that's exactly what it is. And as he talks about, the military-industrial complex, obviously over in the Pentagon and defense contractors, the alarms are going off. They do not want this guy anywhere near the White House. Same thing with Tulsi Gabbard. That's the reason she got shot down. She was not going to go forward with the war agenda. All right, a little bit of bad news. BuzzFeed News is shutting down. And in an email to staff shared with NBC News, BuzzFeed CEO and co-founder Jonah Peretti said the move was part of a 15% workforce reduction across a number of teams. And it's basically saying the company can no longer continue to fund BuzzFeed News as a standalone organization. And so BuzzFeed is going away. And I hate to say I told you so, but we all knew this was going to happen. The criminal charges against Alec Baldwin have been dropped entirely in the fatal Rust shooting. Okay? And this is just 2 weeks before the trial was supposed to start. Somebody made a phone call. Somebody made a deal. And Alec Baldwin basically gets to skate on having killed his cinematographer. Now, he's still facing civil lawsuits from the families, and I'm sure they will carve a certain amount out of his hide, and we'll just have to see what happens with that one. All righty. Now, Mark Elias and the Democrat Party are being accused of possible criminal violations of both the Federal Election Campaign Act and the Federal Criminal Code. And apparently this is going back to 2016 when he was Hillary Clinton's attorney during her failed run for the presidency in 2016. So let's see. Apparently Mark was Hillary's attorney in a failed attempt in 2016, but he became famous after the 2020 election. Elias went around the nation and got himself involved in numerous actions and lawsuits in an effort to put in place mail-in ballots and ballot drop boxes. These efforts allowed the Democrat Party to drop off ballots in the election that were not validated where they came from. In other words, no chain of custody, no way of knowing where these ballots came from. Did they come from a real house, or did they come from a printing press in a garage somewhere down a dark alley? All right. Excuse me. Let's talk about COVID here. Things are getting very serious. The battle lines are being drawn. Up in Ontario, two doctors who were accused of spreading COVID misinformation, including one doctor who gave vaccine exemptions to 168 people, have agreed to surrender their licenses to practice and to never seek one again. And basically, they have been charged with COVID misinformation. You know, the official story is this stuff is wonderful. And if you don't agree, then you're in big, big, big trouble. Now, over at the CDC, after 2 years of saying, no, it couldn't possibly happen, Director Rochelle Walensky is finally admitting that vaccinated individuals can spread the COVID virus, through their sweat glands and to other people. And remember, it came on out that when they were rushing forward to get the emergency use authorization on these vaccines, they never even actually tested to see if they had an effect on the communicability of the disease, if they affected the R naught. Okay. Another story out of Global Research, and again, this is all stuff that we'd heard before. Women who took this vaccine had doubled the pregnancy loss rate of the unvaccinated women, an increased rate of fetal abnormality, in other words, mutations, birth defects, and they had a concentration of lipid nanoparticles in their ovaries. And so the question is, how can you say this vaccine is safe when it's doing this kind of damage to the women who are taking it? Now, there's been a big stink raised lately over the fact that this whiz-bang mRNA technology, now having been tested on us mere humans, is going to start being inserted into the food supply. People are very concerned because it removes from us our choice whether to be exposed to these kind of medications. But according to Dr. Mercola over at Natural News, certain meat products have been getting mRNA vaccinations for years. Apparently, this stuff is already in the food supply in these large factory farms for cattle and pork. And apparently, this has been going on since 2018. So, you never knew, did you? You absolutely did not know. All righty. TikTok is in the news again. There is another challenge out there. It's called the Benadryl Challenge. And the challenge is that you take enough of this Benadryl that you will trigger hallucinations. And then you post a video of your experience. I took 20 Benadryl and hallucinated. I was Joe Biden. Here's my video. And so forth and so on. Folks, please take a moment to tell your kids these so-called challenges are dangerous. People are being hurt. If you go along with one of these things, you know, it's stupidity. You can really hurt yourself. All right. Let's get into the international news. There is a big stink growing, even as more and more money goes to Ukraine. Looking back at all the money that went into Afghanistan and, where did it go? And there is a special inspector general for Afghanistan reconstruction. His name is John Sopko. And he's out there saying that he is getting very, very little cooperation from the State Department regarding the money that was made available to the Afghan people since the withdrawal. It's $8 billion. And again, nobody knows where the money is going. In fact, there are accusations that it is going more to the Taliban rather than to the Ukrainian people. This whole thing is just crooked from top to bottom. And to add insult to injury or pour more salt in the wound in your wallet, the Pentagon yesterday announced yet another $325 million arms package for Ukraine that includes ammunition for the HIMARS rocket systems and more anti-tank weapons. So the weapons are being provided to Ukraine through the Presidential Drawdown Authority, which allows Biden to send arms to Kiev directly from Pentagon stockpiles. So let's all cross our fingers and hope that nobody decides to invade us while we are sending all of our toys over to Ukraine. Okay. Now, in Ukraine itself, Russian drones and missiles have again hit targets in Ukraine. And the air defense forces of Ukraine are unable to intercept these enemy strikes. And one issue is that a lot of the air defense missiles that have been sent to Ukraine simply don't work properly. And in the other, the Russian mastery of electronic warfare is simply confusing these missiles and sending them off to harmless locations. Yet another area where Russia is proving to basically frustrate NATO has to do with the Leopard 2 tanks provided by Germany. which have now engaged some of the Russian tanks. The Russian tanks are equipped with what's called the Contact 5 Dynamic Protection Elements. Basically, this is reactive armor. The German tanks can't get through it. We've got to take a break. Commercials. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news, the war, and we're just now getting word that Russians are evacuating civilians along the southern front. There are signs of increasing military action, and according to Ukraine's deputy defense minister, the spring counteroffensive has begun. So this is where things are going to get very, very ugly, and a mistake could lead to a nuke or a germ bomb. So let's all hope everyone keeps a calm head here. Meanwhile, excuse me, it's another bad pollen day. Ukraine has received American-made Patriot long-range air defense systems. This was announced by Kiev's defense minister yesterday. And The systems supplied to Kiev are said to be a mix of PAC-3 hit-to-kill active missiles to intercept ballistic missiles with a range of 30 to 60 kilometers only, and PAC-2 blast fragmentation warhead semi-active missiles to counter aircraft threats with a range of up to 160 kilometers. Okay, now, you may wonder what they mean by active and semi-active missiles. It's really quite simple. It means the missiles are being radar-guided, and a fully active missile carries its own radar transmitter, like the Phoenix missile that came along about the same time as the F-14. It was called a fire-and-forget missile because it had its own onboard radar. Now, a semi-active missile is a missile that carries a radar receiver, and it's listening for the echo from a target that's being painted by a targeting radar somewhere else. This is this principle, for example, the Ardley Burke's work. Those big circular antenna are search radars, and if you look closely below them are some smaller circular radars. Those are the targeting radars, and they will send coded radar beams onto the incoming targets. The missiles that are launched listen for that coded beam and home in on it. That's a semi-active missile. So that's your military lesson for today. Now, not too long ago, there was this embarrassing incident where the Russian Air Force downed a United States Air Force MQ-9 Reaper drone that was kind of poking its nose into places Russia didn't think it ought to be. And apparently, this kind of demoralized the United States to the point where it's still not flying spy drones over the Black Sea, because they don't want to lose any more of them. And so, yeah, that was a bit of a master stroke there here. Meanwhile, the American, British, and Canadian ambassadors in Moscow were all summoned by the Russian Foreign Ministry Tuesday over claims of interference in the country's internal affairs. The move was sparked by their comments on the sentence handed down to opposition activist Vladimir Karamurza, who was found guilty of treason and slandering the army on Monday. He was sentenced to 25 years in prison. The three ambassadors publicly read a joint statement condemning the court's decision and calling for his immediate release. So they all got a good talking to here. Alrighty, let's see. The Russian authorities have issued a naval warning. They call it a nav warn here in the U.S. It would be a NOTAM. And there are speculations of a 3M-22 Zircon hypersonic anti-ship missile being possibly test-fired from the frigate Admiral Kasatonov. And the nav warn is between April 20th today to the 29th, and it covers the distance of 3,500 kilometers from the Barents Sea to the East Siberian Sea. Observers point to how the test of any strategic missile system at this juncture in the war signals and deters the U.S. from directly confronting Russia. We sincerely hope. Okay. Meanwhile, over at the United Kingdom, they're keeping an eye on tracks of Russian submarines that have been traveling on strange routes that deviate from the normal routes that everybody sort of agrees on, saying this is where you will go. And the UK has been tracking Russian submarines in the North Atlantic and the Irish Sea and the North Sea, doing some strange routes they normally would not do. Well, they're probably checking out, the depths and updating their seafloor charts, because that's going to be where some of the fighting is going to happen. And so apparently one expert told Newsweek that what the Russians are doing appears to be Soviet-style submarine deployments reminiscent of the Cold War. And, yeah, there was a lot of money wasted during the Cold War. All righty. Now, Israel, having been spurned by Joe Biden, now is asking China to help contain the Iran threat. I personally don't think that's going to happen. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're doing the international news. Over in Iran, they are claiming that they were able to track and force to the surface a U.S. submarine, the USS Florida, which is a ballistic missile submarine. Actually, I think it's one of the arsenal ships they were talking about before, converted from Trident to vertical launch cell systems. But the USS Florida was detected approaching the strait. It was detected by a domestically produced Iranian Fatah-class diesel-electric submarine, and the Iranian vessel forced the U.S. submarine to come to the surface and cross the Strait of Hormuz on the surface of the water, okay? And basically, the U.S. is denying that any of this happened. Iran is out there saying that American vessels must observe all of the rules from now on. And that is when you're crossing narrow bodies of water, you do it on the surface. You don't try and sneak through. Anyway, Israel is getting worried about Iran's military might, saying that it has grown a hundredfold. And Major General Yitzhak Brick is out there saying that Tel Aviv is no longer able to carry out acts of military adventurism against Iran because Iran can now really fight back. And, of course, they're also growing close to Russia and to Saudi Arabia. And so the dynamics are definitely changing in that region of the world here. Meanwhile, the United States is imposing sanctions on suppliers in China over accusations of aiding Iranian drone programs. And they're going on with the sanctions, even though sanctions are starting to undermine the world's trust in the U.S. dollar or the world's interest in even using it, because it has been weaponized to such an extent here. Over in Turkey, there is this Turkish Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu is saying the whole world hates America and its reputation is faltering. That does seem to be true. And, look at the way we've been behaving to all of these other countries. It really has been kind of ugly. Alrighty. Let's see. Now, Russia has issued a statement saying that if South Korea sends weapons to Ukraine, Russia will send weapons to North Korea. So a little bit of a standoff there. This is coming from Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. And South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol indicated a possible policy shift regarding the Ukraine conflict in an interview with Reuters on Wednesday. Said if there's a situation the international community cannot condone, such as a large-scale attack on civilians, it might be difficult for insist only on humanitarian or financial support. All right. Meanwhile, as we flounder about in Ukraine, and looks like we're probably going to not be too successful on this one, the focus continues to shift to China, and Admiral John Aquino, the commander of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, told Congress last Tuesday that the U.S. must be ready to fight and win a war against China over Taiwan. And the admiral said, I'm responsible for finding a way to prevent this conflict today, and if deterrence were to fail, to be able to fight and win. And I'm sure he has his hand out for more money and weapons. You know, that's always been a feature of World War. Everybody is fighting each other just to get a bigger chunk of the military budget. Now, one of the things that came on out from the Pentagon leak, the Pentagon 2, if you will, apparently China has almost certainly put into operation the world's first hypersonic military aircraft, the WZ-8 hypersonic drone. Now, the aircraft have been deployed in western Anhui province under the PLA Eastern Theater Command, positioning them to respond to contingencies in the PLA's two leading potential hotspots for conflict with the United States. Their location allows them to be deployed by H-6M carrier aircraft, a derivative of the H-6 bomber, for penetration flights into either Taiwanese or South Korean airspace, although it remains uncertain whether they are considered capable of longer-range missions, for example, over the disputed Senkaku Islands, or whether this is currently a goal for the Chinese program. The WZ-8 is totally unique and supplements the massive and fast-growing intelligence gathering capacity of China's satellite network, as well as its numerous and increasingly sophisticated lower-end surveillance drones. Okay, so they're definitely out there rocking and rolling. China is also out there playing with their aircraft carrier, the Shandong, which has now set a record for intensive fighter sorties and took part in drills near Guam. And this is their second aircraft carrier, and it's basically being put on out as a show of force against the United States, and that's why it's operating near Guam. and the pictures certainly look very, very impressive. But again, you know, hopefully we're not going to see how these things actually work in conflict. But at this point, I just don't think it can be avoided. There are too many people standing ready to make too much money off of all this blood and gore and death. And there's just something in our makeup that says, yeah, to heck with it. Let's just go ahead and kill each other. Meanwhile, there's an article from Global Research, and it's raising a question mark over NATO's growing presence in Latin America and the Caribbean. Now, I will grant you the eastern coasts of Latin America and the Caribbean do sort of connect up with the North Atlantic, which is what NATO is supposed to be about, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. But NATO does seem to be stretching and pushing and moving outward. It's almost time for a name change. Meanwhile, back in Britain, they're calling it the HMS Prince of Wales. And this is Great Britain's Royal Navy aircraft carrier. It's already cost $3.2 billion. It's going to have to spend another year in port. They need 25 million repairs after it broke down last summer. This appears to be another boondoggle that was poorly designed, poorly manufactured, kind of like the Gerald Ford. And so, yes, they're calling it the Prince of Fails. Getting into the economic news, YouTube video that we put up at What Really Happened, apparently a net of $664 billion in U.S. bonds have been sold off, and people are worried that this is going to trigger a debt crisis, okay? And it highlights the impact of the debt ceiling crisis on the bond market. Now, remember, Speaker McCarthy is working on a plan that will raise the debt ceiling. And, yes, we knew they were going to do that all along. And there's going to be all kinds of promises about why we, the people expected to pay off that debt, should not be upset about it. But apparently right now the Treasury has exhausted its financing operations. So we'll see what's going to happen there. A story out of the Duran saying that the Federal Reserve now has a negative net worth. Okay? And at this point, Congress is supposed to close it down and the U.S. Treasury would take it over. But what's going to happen is the Federal Reserve's losses will be passed on to you, the public, in the form of future tax increases until the Federal Reserve becomes profitable again. Frankly, I can't understand how the Federal Reserve could lose money when they can just sort of create it out of thin air and loan it at interest. But then I'm not a banker. I'm really not very good with money. I'll be honest about that. So basically, Thomas L. Hogan, back on the 14th, PhD, a senior economist at the American Institute of Economic Research, said the Fed is bankrupt. Okay, it's all funny money. And he's saying, I don't mean intellectually bankrupt, I mean bankrupt. Like a private bank, the Federal Reserve has to maintain some level of capital as a buffer against losses. When the losses exceed the value of its capital, the Federal Reserve becomes insolvent, meaning the liabilities it owes to others are greater than the total value of the assets it holds. Well, there's some news here. Okay, story coming on out of Sputnik Globe. The U.S. is losing economic ground to China and Russia as the Arab oil giants continue to shift their focus over to BRICS. So, Washington's global hegemony has declined over the past few years in a manner that few could have predicted. And apparently the leading energy companies are turning their faces east in search of markets and financing. And the U.S. is losing to China and Russia because Middle Eastern and Asian nations are turning to BRICS for their economic development partnerships. So, yeah, that's not a good sign here. Meanwhile, the number of Americans claiming jobless benefits has hit a 17-month high. It's up to 245,000, and that's basically in line with the highest level since January of 2022. All right, now this one, people are going to say this is more of that creeping socialism stuff here. And apparently, home buyers with good credit scores are going to get a surprise. There is a new federal rule forcing them to pay higher mortgage rates and fees, even though they've got a good credit score, and that extra money will subsidize people with lower credit scores who are also out there trying to buy houses. And again, you're punishing the people who are being productive to reward those who aren't. You know, and, you know, some people have good luck, some people have bad luck. But, yeah, this is more like socialism here. All right, now, this is kind of interesting. A Federal Reserve Governor, Michelle Bowman, was giving a speech at Georgetown University and addressed the issue of central bank digital currencies and said that it's unlikely that the benefits of a central bank digital currency would outweigh the potential risks and dangers. And Bowman said, from my perspective, there could be some promise for wholesale CBDCs in the future for settlement of certain financial market transactions and processing international payments. When it comes to the broader design and policy issues, particularly those around consumer privacy and impacts on the banking system, it's difficult to imagine a world where the trade-offs between benefits and unintended consequences could justify a direct access CBDC for users beyond interbank and wholesale transactions. So even people in the Federal Reserve are starting to say that a central bank digital currency may not be a good idea. All righty. Now, Tuesday, we got a break in our news about death, grief, sorrow, murder, and a fashion show to get coverage of a parking structure in New York City that had collapsed. I think, about five-story high. It goes all the way back to 1957, but it has been upgraded throughout the years. And it's licensed to accommodate 276 vehicles, and it still managed to collapse. And everybody's saying, oh, it's bad engineering, bad this, bad that. And then somebody pointed out, you know, electric cars, because of those batteries, are a lot heavier than internal combustion engine cars. And 276 vehicles, if they are electric, would definitely be too heavy for this structure to take. And so now you're going to have bridging engineers and road engineers and parking structure engineers having to go back to the drafting board and reevaluate and say, how many of these new electric cars with their very heavy batteries can these structures safely support? So that's going to be a big, big issue there. All right. Now, over in France, the French power price, they've been shutting down their nuclear reactors. And as a result, France's power prices are just high, incredibly, incredibly high. And the same thing with Germany. They shut down their final nuclear power plant. Power bills rose by 45%. And everybody's out saying, oh, this is good for the environment. We're not going to have to worry about this stuff. And nobody has worked out what we're going to use as a substitute. I mean, we have all the buzzwords, you know, oh, we can use solar panels, we can use windmills and the rest of it. But they just can't provide the energy density that our technological civilization really, really requires. Speaking of windmills, there was an interesting video on social media. I'm going off on a tangent here. And it was basically selling the idea that windmills do kill birds. And I had always thought that's because the windmills were put up where the wind was blowing, and the birds tend to follow the blowing wind to conserve energy. This video was a little different. It was a windmill that was spinning, and there was an eagle that was flying around and around and in between the blades and until finally one hit him or her and killed the bird. And it occurred to me what's going on is the birds are playing in the blade vortex, the vortices. to a bird, that's going to be like a roller coaster. And you could just see this bird was following these blades around and just bouncing around. He was having fun. She was having fun. So maybe there's a way that we can make the vortices on the blades a little less entertaining, and the birds will go off and play someplace else. Anyway, it was just an idea that I had here. Now, getting back to FTX Bankman fraud here, there are lawyers for a group of FTX investors who are suing all of the celebrities who endorsed FTX. Okay, and they've been hunting them down and serving them. They got the last one of them, Shaquille O'Neal. And basically the celebrities are saying, why should we be responsible for the endorsements? We were just hired as celebrities to say, this is really good. And, you know, the problem should remain with FTX and not us. You know, the lawyers are going to go for whoever's got the most money. It's generally how lawyers work. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools.
spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. Pardon me, coming up on the top of the hour here. And we're still seeing the fallout from the train on the can that we had from Anheuser-Busch and Dylan Mulvaney and Rasmussen showing the vast majority of Americans support boycotting Bud Light. And, you know, at some point, Anheuser-Busch may just have to completely take that brand out of their product lineup and rebrand it, rename it, come out with something totally different. But it has been one of the biggest marketing disasters in history. And I imagine, you know, in future years, marketing courses in colleges will be looking at that and saying, what the heck were they thinking when they did that? Well, there's been an unexpected development here because Anheuser-Busch put a man pretending to be a woman on top of the beer can. It's resulted in a lawsuit filed by America First Legal. It's a federal civil rights complaint against Anheuser-Busch over their racist and sexist hiring policies. And the whole core of the lawsuit is that Anheuser-Busch can't define what it means by woman. And we've been seeing that, you know, what is a woman here? Well, you're not a biologist and stuff. Anyway, pardon me. Let's see, talking about borders, open borders and immigration here. Asylum seekers, this is a YouTube video, asylum seekers in New York City pleading for the right to work. I say you put Americans to work first. America for Americans first. It's got to be that way. Meanwhile, out in Seattle, the mayor there wants to solve the drug crisis by giving homeless addicts gift cards for treatment services. Okay, I've seen this kind of thing done before. I saw it in California, where they'd say, well, you know, we know that in your heart of heart you want to get off the drugs, and here is a card, and didn't really work all that much. You know, most of the homeless, the only way they can deal with being homeless is to stay stoned all day long. So it's really an ugly situation. All right. Meanwhile, leftist Democrat Pramila Jayapal of Washington State said that the U.S. needs amnesty for millions of illegal aliens because they will do things like clean our homes and pick our food. Without them, America would be doomed. Actually, that is absolutely not the truth. Right now, most of our food is being harvested by machines. Very few human beings are involved, and usually those human beings are the ones who own and operate those machines and farms. As far as cleaning our homes, there are a lot of Americans who've been forced into domestic service jobs because of cutbacks in tech sector and so forth. And I'm sorry. I want America for Americans first. And these illegal immigrants are not a blessing. They're bringing in fentanyl. They're bringing in diseases. They're bringing. They're using up our resources like water and electricity and air. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.